Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Grandmaster Karen Eden Herdman, and you are listening to Parts Unknown with Professor Gary Lee, now in 6 countries with over 14,000 listeners. And here he is, my friend, Professor Gary Lee.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Aloha, everybody. I apologize. My voice is gone. And we had an incredible event this weekend. We're going to be talking about it. By the way, I'm Professor Gary Lee with Parts Unknown. I want to welcome everybody to the show and allow us to go in your home on a weekly basis going on 10 years. It's been an incredible ride. But before I go on, before I introduce my special guest and my co-host, I want to introduce the man that puts me on the air every week and believes in the Fort Cross Museum, Haji Jesse Bowen. Are you there, sir?
I am, sir. How you doing? And congratulations.
Well, thank you. My voice is gone, so for the first time, I get to shut up a little bit tonight. So I hope, anyway, I'll talk a little bit. But tell us what's going on with Jesse Bowen. I know we're collaborating on honoring the girls this year, but talk a little bit what you're doing, my friend, Mr. Goldberg.
Oh, well, we got some really exciting things happening. We're truly blessed with everything that we have going on. We have the Women's Hall of Honor that we're going to be working on. We have the Martial Artists Changing Lives compilation book we're working on, and then Cecil's book that we're doing, and then, you know, plus we're publishing for other people, and really getting people to really understand the value, of their story. I mean, this is totally incredible. You know, we have a young man, we're doing his launch this week, two young men, and one of them is a Vietnam vet. He's Vietnamese, and so he's writing his story, and it's so empowering in this book. In fact, today, we had a company to call him and has ordered 6,000 books. I mean, that was really incredible, because just looking at the value of his story, of telling that one story, and that's sort of what we're really trying to do. And then with the, giving the ladies that opportunity, Karen Shepherd and all these ladies the opportunity to share their legacy. These ladies are mature now. We're partnered with the American Cancer Association. And so they've got some really great ideas that we're putting together to really build a phenomenal tribute to women in the martial arts and to cancer survivors, those people. So we really have a lot of really, super fantastic things going on. We've just launched a new program for people that want to become public speakers. Everything that I do, we're sharing this with the world for them to pick it up. I just got picked up for Nike. I'll be in December. I'll be out for 2 days with Nike doing presentations. We want to share how we do these things so martial artists can now utilize these things that they do every day to now build bigger doors into the martial arts program. So, yes, sir, we got a lot of, really good things going on that people are interested and want to know more about the speaking program, the author program, the Women's Hall of Honors. They can just, go to our website, which is whoswhointhemartialarts.com, or just give me a call, 919-618-8075. They can text me a call, and, we're going to call them back, because we want people to be a part of the value of their legacy. Don't put it on a rock. Don't Don't make it the richest place in the land.
Well, you know, we worked with the cancer program about probably almost 15 years ago, and then, you know, it was really a special moment. I used to take the Sunshine Kids, you know, who were dying of cancer out on bass trips. And that was sponsored by Ranger Boats. So that's really a good organization. Now, you mentioned Nike. Make sure you throw around the Sport Crowded Museum and that you're a history journal for Nike.
I'm going to be there. I want to try to really maximize. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, doing this a live tour of everything that's going on. So, no, I won't, because I want to share this with martial artists, because we're at Nike this in December. Then in May, you know, we're scheduled to be at American Express. But, you know, we're getting all these opportunities every week to speak. And this is where martial artists have those great times to do some things.
Well, you know, you are a history general. You're a dear friend. But, you know, mentioning big-time sponsors, Kellogg's and Battle Creek was at my business here at the Ford Corporation, and Amblin Entertainment with Spielberg. They were all happy. They're all happy about my magazine. It was really a great event. So thank you, for what you do, and we appreciate you so much, and looking forward to honoring all the women next year with our programs. It's going to be a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, great Jesse Bowen, the producer of Parts Unknown. Now I want to introduce two men that put up with me every week. The first man has been with me from the very beginning. He actually was adopted by me, and I got permission from the great Joe Lua to adopt him. So he's been my student for quite a few years now. He's a 40-time, not making that up, a 40-time NBO NASCAR world champion in sport karate. I'm talking to Mr. Dean Piles. Dean, are you there?
Yep, I'm right here, sir. Thank you for that.
Hey, buddy, I'm going to let you, once I, you know, tell you to call in, I mean talk, I want you to kind of ask some of the questions. Okay, buddy, you and AJ. Let me introduce Big AJ. And first of all, how are you feeling? I know you've been under the weather a little bit.
Who, me?
Yeah, how you feeling?
Well, I feel a little better today than I did. This morning was rougher, but I started feeling better through the rest of the day. I think the meds are kicking in, and once they start wearing off, I start coughing again. But hopefully everything will be good. That's why I say once I start talking a lot, then I start coughing. But yeah, it feeling better than I did.
Let me introduce that Yankee guy. Hold on, man. Let me introduce him. Now, this next man, he's been my co-host all last year. He's an amazing guy. And you guys, you know, I don't use the word master or grandmaster very often. But this man, I don't mind saying master in front of his name. He's a Tango Do master. He's from Cleveland, Ohio. One of the best opponents of the museum. Mr. A.J. Perry. Perry, you there, A.J.?
I'm here. Thank you for the nice introduction.
That
was a great weekend, Gary.
Thank you, A.J.
Real
AJ,
great event. I know you worked real hard on it.
Before I bring on Perry, I want to bring on a good friend of the museum, Mr. Daryl Stewart. Daryl, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, Gary?
Okay. Daryl, I'm going to give you 5 minutes, maybe less, to kind of sum up this past week. So, Daryl, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bigfoot Stewart, arbitrator of the NBL for 25 years, the head guy, Mr. Daryl Bigfoot Stewart. Daryl, you got 5 minutes. Go.
Well, I want to tell you this. We was in Houston, Texas this weekend with Gary Lee and his event and staff at the Living Legends, and it was marvelous. I'm not even sure how many people you think we had there, Gary? 600 or 700 people? Easy, huh?
At least 500. Yeah.
Yeah, 500 or 600, 700 people. I mean, it was amazing. The tribute there for Admiral Kirby, man, Roy Kirby, amazing individual. We had Connor Wars. We had 18 in the adult division. We had about 8 or 10 in the juniors division. I mean, it was amazing. The amount of people there that came from all over the United States, all over the world. I mean, we had them from Australia. We had them from Europe. We had them from everywhere. And all over the United States. Dean, we missed you there, sir. Wished you could have been there. We were thinking about you. I know you had some problems back home, and hopefully everything's going to be good there. And got to see AJ and got to see Karen Erdman and just a great bunch of individuals there. We had a great time. The Museum of Sports Karate does so much for everybody, draws everybody together from all over the world. And, looking for support for the museum from everybody. And Jim Anderson, just on and on. Team Paul Mitchell, Rocky DeRico, Johnny Murphy, Carol Fuentes. I mean, just on and on and on and on. David Johnson, these are all local people. And we had a great time. I wouldn't have wanted to be anywhere else. And I know Gary had the big book out with the Sports Karate Museum, and you need to get that up as soon as you get an opportunity.
Thank you, Daryl. Ladies and gentlemen, Bigfoot Stewart, you know, he is the gentleman, the only gentleman at my event that allowed to take over the microphone. I love Daryl's story. He's been with me from the very beginning, and when I had the stroke, he actually raised money to help me with my bills and everything. So I love Daryl Stewart. Now,
we love
AJ,
you too, Gary.
Dean, yeah, Daryl, you're the best. Now, AJ and Dean, we got a very special guest tonight. He's a Texas kickboxer, so we're going to ask him some questions here in the next 20 minutes. I want to bring on Barry Byers. Barry, you there, buddy?
Yes, sir. I sure am. And thank you for having me.
Hey, Barry.
Well, I know you've been through the hurricane and, you know, Dean, too. But go ahead, Dean. You got a question after about kickboxing?
Yeah, what division were you in, Barry? Were you in the heavyweight division?
I did. I played in the heavyweight division. I did some light heavy stuff too, but mostly the heavyweight division. I even went up as far as going into super heavyweight, and actually Roy Kirby was one of the referees during that Walter Roberts versus Barry Byers event, and we were both about two. I was 260 and he was 310. So I went up and down a little bit. I like to play mostly in the 205 bracket, heavyweight division.
What's your most memorable fight, Barry?
Yeah, AJ, I'll ask you. Were you ever a kickboxer? You just did karate. You got a question from Barry?
Yeah, what was your most memorable fight?
Oh, I would say my most memorable fight had to be with my brother. I think that was, and it wasn't a regular fight. It was a street fight. And
we're not talking about at home.
Yeah, the reason I was saying the most the best fight I could remember with my brother in memory, because he became a student after that, and he's still a master in martial arts today and runs one of our schools in Texas, in Emory, Texas, Twin Dragons Integrated Martial Arts. I founded the school in 1973, and we've been working in that school ever since through different students, and just had a blast.
What was your last fight?
Mr. Bowers, who was your toughest opponent?
Who was what?
Who was your toughest opponent?
Oh, that's pretty simple. That was Dennis Alexio. Dennis Alexio was the toughest person I've ever been in the ring with. And I've been in the ring with Brad Hefton, Jerry Rome, Gary Higdon, Kenny Wiseman, Raymond Monday, Raymond McCallum. I've been in the ring with a lot of very, very tough guys. But he was sharp as a tack. He could spin on a dime and had outstanding and very powerful kicks. In memory of one of the kicks that ended that not fight that night, I fought in 91 in the Blaisdell Arena. He kicked me in the ribs and got four of my ribs and cracked my sternum. And that's a tough guy right there. Anyway.
Yes, sir. Sounds like it. Yes.
Hey, yes, someone sir, needs to kill man. Their background noise. Put it on mute.
I have no idea who that is. Just, if you guys don't mind just placing your phones on mute when you're not talking, that'll help out with the background noise a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dean. Now, Barry, I got a question for you. You know, you were part of the Texas Badasses, Ray McCallum, Monday, Wiseman, all those guys. And back in the day, you know, some of the, let's say the techniques in Texas karate was overwhelming for most fighters that fought the Texas boys. What do you think made Texas different? What was the main ingredient you feel that the Texas had that kind of overwhelmed a lot of the other fighters?
Well, Texas fighters are dedicated, committed, and you can't get past someone who's committed and dedicated to their cause, and their cause was to hurt you, to make sure that you understood the meaning of respect, and in a very dignified manner, if you want to say that in the right way. Texas fighters work hard. They work every day. They do 18 rounds a day. Texas fighters have the technique, the skill, and the ability. They're just raw power and just instinctive reactions because they train that way. And I would say that's what's best about Texas. They're just monsters.
Well, you know, you were also under Mr. Travis Everett, who's a friend of mine, the manager of Dawa Moon, David Moon. Now, David was one of the first Koreans to fight in the circuit. Of course, Travis was a great kickboxer himself. Now, you're living the life now. You live in Florida. I know Florida was tore up in the hurricane. But you and Lori, who's an amazing woman, by the way, an extraordinary woman, survive the hurricane. Is it true you've been living at a casino for the past week?
Well, I'll tell you the story about it. It is kind of interesting because we got the call to evacuate, and immediately we started packing and getting ready, but tornadoes started coming through, and where they wanted us up in the far north, we couldn't make it. It was too late. So we called Obiosialo and the Seminoles, and we got us a place here in the Miccosukee Casino Hotel. And they have allowed us to just virtually stay here for a minimum of – it's about $100 a night, really, if you want to talk numbers. And I'll tell you something. They've brought us refrigerators. They've brought us microwave. They've absolutely allowed our kitty cats up in here, and Cosmos and little girl or two little soldiers that have gone through a couple of hurricanes.
Wow.
The real thing is that these Miccosukee, the Miccosukee Nation, they believe in refuge of their people and of others. So when we talked about the hurricane and how powerful it was, they said there's only one building that anyone would want to go to, and that is the Miccosukee Hotel and Casino here in the Miccosukee Reservation. and it is cool. Astounding.
Yeah, Barry, you've come to two living legends, and this one was a big one and a great one. What can you tell my audience about the legend this weekend?
Well, first, it was absolutely stunning. Superior individuals that just love the martial arts, and all of them greet you. They want to know about you. They're interested in your path and do anything for you. And I think the most thing that we talk about being in a big family. And the family continues to expand and grow. And if a martial artist or someone interested in martial arts and they get with Grandmaster Jesse Bowen and the Elite Promotional Productions, I guarantee you, you'll find yourself standing amongst and rubbing elbows with the greatest leaders and greatest martial arts this country can acknowledge. And sincerely, I would say that Grandmaster Jesse Bowen has done that for myself and for many others. I know that.
But he didn't show up this weekend.
He could not
He's
this
my
weekend.
Buddy.
But
He's
I tell
my
you what,
buddy.
Though
we, well, you
but,
didn't
I
air.
Can,
this was the Sport Karate Museum that put all these people together this weekend. So
yes, sir.
All in the same family, but the Sport Karate Museum putting people in line and putting people together. And you know, believe it or not, I think Professor Gary Lee is you know, responsible for a lot of different organizations being able to bring in different people and really helping their organizations by the level of people that they've been able to meet through the Sport Karate History Museum. And
what I wanted to point out was that Grandmaster Jesse Bowen not only promotes, but he also introduces. And because of that, Professor Gary Lee and I got together, and we were long lost brothers, and we've always should have been together in the Sports Karate Museum. And I'm just grateful for Gary Lee for getting us in there, and he's just done an astounding job putting people together, and especially the leadership that I saw this last event was, like I said, astounding. And you can't get any better of a professional.
Now listen, buddy, don't go anywhere. I'm going to have a couple of segments, and I'm going to bring you back, and we're going to play the legend name game. This is where I'll say a name, and you can just talk about him for about a minute or two. It's like a fight. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Mr. Barry Byers, and he's a great kickboxer out of Texas and a part of the Sport Karate Museum, and we'll bring you back in just a minute. But you know what? I'm losing my voice, so I apologize. I'm so gruff. But a few years ago, I put together something that was really special. I put together a group of people around the country in different aspects of martial arts. And tonight, we introduce them. It's called the 4+1. And Mr. AJ, Master AJ Perry and my dear friend Dean Piles are going to ask him some questions about this year's event. Now, the first person I want to introduce is my lovely lady of the group. She's been my friend a long time. She trained with people like Peter Urban. She's an A3 black belt, trains in karate, shoulder karate, and kung fu. And AJ Perry and Dean's got some questions for her. Her name is Ms. Karen Slatcher. Karen, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Karen, how you doing?
I'm okay.
How you doing, Karen?
Okay.
Dean and AJ's got some. Wait a minute, guys. Dean and AJ have got some questions for you about this weekend.
Okay.
Well, let's let AJ go first. Let AJ go first. Go ahead.
Hey, AJ.
How are you? I know you asked to interview me, and we just never got that opportunity.
Yeah, I looked for you a couple times. You'd gone.
It was,
that's a shame.
Great seeing you, and I wish we got the opportunity to do that. It was I had a question about your history with Peter Urban.
Yes.
What's your fondest memory training with him?
Oh, he called me one night and told me to get over to his house. He had been sent a TV show from Okinawa, and it was kind of like the old Ed Sullivan show, different acts, people getting up and singing, and then right in the middle of it, there was someone doing a form, doing kata, naginata shows and things, and he had found a form on there that he fell in love with. And he said, what do you think of this? And I sat there and I looked at it, and it was a lot like a form they call Anan in Goju. And he said, I'm taking this form because it's good and strong. And it was called Han, H-A-N. And I watched him totally become absorbed into this form and work it and work it. And then he chose who he wanted to learn this form first and present it to the world, really. And it was just an amazing night to watch the master learn and watch him totally focused and developing this into a form that he wanted to make sure that Okinawan Goju had, and Japanese
right.
Goju also. So that was a really interesting way to sit back and see how the grand old man learned and worked.
That's a great story.
Hey, that's awesome, but what Wolverine wants to know, because I missed the event, is how much fun did you get to have this weekend, Ms. Slacker?
Oh.
And I hate that I did not get to see you, but, you know, I definitely didn't want to make anybody sick, and I definitely got a lot of work that I got to get done. But I do want
to hear
all
that.
About the fun you had.
Okay. I had a chance to be there. I've been there at least four times over the years. But this time I brought out two people that I dearly love and got to see it through their eyes, because they were New Jersey and they were Goju. And one man, Hanchi Lingo, was absolutely thrilled to be there and to see it from a new person's eyes and watch him just become so excited to be among people that he had read about, like Judge Roy Kerbin. He had said he always wanted to fight him. So he had a chance to go up and spend time with him. And I got to introduce him around a little bit. And Kyoshi Tanya was one of my students also. We had such a good time just being a part of the whole group. It was great.
Okay,
we totally loved it.
I'm so glad you got to come and experience it again. And next year we're going to honor Karen Eden Herman, but all the girls again. Because I'll tell you, I remember when there wasn't any women in karate. I remember that.
Me too.
I was young. And I promise, when the platform of respect was there, we would always honor the girls every chance we get. So next year, 2023, we're going to say thank you to you again. So thank you for being on the show. Thank you for being there. And I'm right along. Now this next man is very important to me. I've known him since he was an orange belt. He is now a major black belt in America. He's the president of the AOK. That is the Amateur Organization of Karate, the largest sport karate association in Texas. I'm talking about the one, the only, David Chambers. David, are you there?
I am here, sir. I am here.
Well, I'm sure AJ and Gene's got a couple questions I'm going to ask you off the bat. We got to do a memorial on Friday night for Fred Simon, your instructor, John Nativadad, Jim Harrison, J. Pat Burleson, Bill Coppell, Lynn Keeney, Harry Mott, Gene LaBelle, Bob Wall. I'll be honest with you, little brother, I was stressed. I didn't think I'd make it through that, but I did. We got to say goodbye to Willie Holland, too. How do you feel about the legends this year? Plus, congratulations. You made a 3 black belt. Somebody told me that. I don't know about buddy. And listen, if AJ or D's got a question for you.
Yeah, congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
It's good to see you.
Likewise. What? I was really feeling it.
What was your favorite part of the event?
Should I say recognizing your voice before I recognize your face?
nice. I'm glad we were able to, you know, catch up. It was nice event, and Gary overdid himself this year. And, you know, I know Gary, you know, physically you've been struggling some, and, you know, you really did put a good show on, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I think he did a good job.
What was your favorite part? AJ asked you, what was your favorite part of the event?
Well, my favorite part, and I'm gonna say it's dual. It's always to see people that is both far and close and just connect. So that's always my favorite part. But this year, to get the opportunity for both one of my black belts to be up there and a second black belt of mine to be up there, and then my third black belt, my son, also to come, that was my favorite because my son got a chance to see something that is iconic. He don't fully appreciate it now. He will later. But to be able to have that opportunity for my son to come there and a couple of our black belts to come, Bob Cruz, one of our black belts, and Sensei Samson, one of our black belts, to come there and, you know, actually be recognized, that was huge for me because they got a chance to see some things that was new to me as well. So the learning was my favorite part besides Mr. AJ Voice.
What about Garrett? Did you like Garrett? Did he make that
yes.
pop?
Yes, yes.
That made everybody be
that
quiet.
That was fire.
Well, Mr. Chambers, this is Wolverine. I wanted to say congratulations on your promotion. And I just wanted to ask you, how does it feel to cross rank with the museum and take your test there this year in front of all those people?
I think it was weird. That's my best answer because I've had so many people that ask me that question. What is it? What does it mean? And some of them, I said, I'm still trying to put my feet on the ground to get it because, again, to be there with the number of people that at a level that's amazing. It's just, you know, see, it's one thing to be a grandmaster and see other grandmasters, but when you see people that, you know, that you literally read about and studied about and mimic,
all you're trying to do is land by shot.
I'm telling everybody, we're great. Hear that background noise.
You can roll them in, you can shoot them in, or you can ping pong your way in. If you want to play more advanced, then you can just shoot them.
Hey, whoever got their phones on, we need them to cut their phone off or put it on mute because we can't hear the guest. So please just put your phone on mute, please, because we can't hear what's being said by Mr. Chambers. Thank you very much.
Barry, kill that phone. If you're out talking, mute your phone, please.
Thank you. So it was a wonderful feeling. So. And on behalf of me, my family, my school, I do want to say thank you to Professor Gary Lee. I want to say thank you to the museum because that's something that couldn't buy at Walmart. Something you can't just
no,
go
sir,
out there.
That's for sure. No, sir.
So that feeling was you know, phenomenal. So I'm really appreciative of it, and I'm honored by it. So right now I'm still on cloud nine just to be able to enjoy the whole day because you do know that I went there, then drove 6 hours in a tournament, competed, and drove back. to the event.
Yeah.
Because it was
a
great
time.
You're
an animal. You're an animal.
I enjoyed it.
You've always been an animal. Well,
hey.
Thank you, David. You're the best.
Yes, sir.
Now, moving right along, I really, really enjoy this man. He's been a big part of my life now for a few years. But I used to read about him 20 years ago. And to know that he cares about me so deeply. And we got to honor him by putting him into the United States Hall of Fame this weekend. He is a Marine. Hurrah. He also is the president of the Black Karate Federation. He worked in the early days of Black Belt Magazine. Hung out with Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, quite a few people. But mainly, he was raised by the great Joe Louis. And a couple years ago, he actually gave me Joe Louis's black belt. I'm talking about the one, the amazing trainer, Mr. Jerry Smith. Uncle Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. Got a big smile on my face just listening to everybody talk about what a wonderful time that because I've been to yours and I know what it's like. A wonderful place. And, there are lots of different awards out there.
We wanted to honor you in a very special way, so I contacted the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, and they inducted you in, especially Friday night, and I would like to ask you, sir, even though you have many accolades and many awards, what does it feel like to be recognized again and again and again,
well,
particularly this weekend?
Bobby Orts. Okay. I wasn't expecting the award. Beautiful clap. Beautiful. And then there were four. There was actually more than that. Two others as well. And so I'm totally, completely honored to be, thought of by the people who honored me that way.
Yes, sir. Well, so well deserved. The great great trainers of champion, besides being a badass yourself, and under the great Joe Louis. Well, you know what? I think I will have I'm gonna push the envelope. I'm really gonna try to get to Vegas in the next few years so I can honor you personally. Without you having to come to Texas. But I will promise you I will try. But you deserve a roast. You definitely deserve a roast. So let me work on Uncle Jerry, okay?
Thank you very, very, and let me thank you again for it. I wish I am completely and totally honored with that you bestowed upon me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sir. Well, I'm going to move right along now. You have a protege who is actually the designer of the Sport Card Museum webpage. People can check it out. You can go to www.sportkaratemuseumarchives.com, and you can see some of the work this incredible man has done. this professor, and I'm talking about 10-3 black belt professor Tom Spellman. Tommy Bear.
I sure am, Gary. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome, sir. Well, next year we're going to honor the girls, all the women, so I'm sure you got a few women that we need to honor, especially your wife. You know, she's an amazing woman, too. But I'm sure AJ or Dean's got a question to ask you, because even though you didn't become, your webpage was an important part of the event. Everybody went there and saw it. AJ, Dean, you got a question for Tom about the website?
Yeah, it was, well, we missed you there, Tom. Dean also, and I think that the website is a big hit, and I think that's going to be very successful. Not only the website, but Dr. Lee, he got a lot of interaction with the VR.
That's
I had a brain fart. Set VR. That went over real big also. And
you have a brain fart a lot, don't you?
In fact,
you have
I
a
ended
brain
up
fart a lot.
Mona, I gave her my credit card and she went out and bought the headset for me, and Dr. Lee, he ended up loading it up, and Colonel Torres got a chance to work with it, Jenny Pless, Mona.
Cool.
So they had a ball with that also.
Can I nickname your new nickname, Brain Fart? Can I call you Brain Fart from now on? You're
laughing. Thank you, Brain Fart, huh?
Okay. But do you have a question about the webpage to Professor Spellman?
No, I just thought it was, a big success. It's just... the point. I thought he does a wonderful job on it.
Mr. Spellman, Wolverine, yes. I got a question. So I know you're getting all the history generals and portals put in there. Could you explain about what people will be able to see and learn when they go to these things? Because I know you've been working tirelessly on it, and that's a lot of information to have to be putting into places and things of that nature. So just tell the people that's listening at home what they can learn by visiting the website, if you don't mind, sir.
Thank you, Wolverine.
Across the top of the website, there is a set of buttons that they can push and go to various different easily recognizable terms. So they can go there and they can look at the history generals, and they're all alphabetized by the last name, so you can look up and see your picture and friends' pictures and stuff. There's some guys that I've talked to, and they go, oh, my God, I went to the page, and I saw a picture of so-and-so, and I didn't even know if he was still alive. I haven't seen him in years. And there he is. That kind of stuff right there just reignites the community by being able to see that. We have the house, the different houses, the house of the history of Okinawan karate. I'm going to be together with AJ this coming year. We're going to work Korean house, and we're going to work. I'm going to work with Sensei Jerry and Jim and others on the kickboxing Lopez and so many other wonderful people to be able to really build that up. People can really learn about that because that's something that almost everybody seems to be interested in. One of the big things that I want to try and do in the new year is that we have to upgrade the ability of the museum to be able to post videos and that type of stuff. And that's a totally different upgrade step for the history generals and everything else to be able to have things like that. And then footage from events like this and everything upgraded and uplifted onto the programming. So that's something that I'm got on the docket to be able to expand. And, of course, the history information will couple with the portals for, you know, the SEDBR program so that people can go there and things. And also, I would like to, you know, say out to all those that are listening, okay, our 14,000-plus people, that I'm looking to hear from you, you know, and you can contact me by, you know, email or whatever else. Many of you have already contacted me and giving me pictures. I would love to be able to start collecting information about, you know, their teachers and their history of their organization, all these other things. We have a few there, but so few. And I'd love to be able to be just really be the place to go for education, history, and everything that's involved with what we do and how we do it. So I'm going to be pushing for that in the new year. You know, for me, looking at, I wasn't there, and I had something that I had to do with my family, but it, looking at the pictures, when I look at the pictures, I look, you know, after being martial arts for years, we all kind of understand that you see a person, you get a feeling. Looking at those pictures, I first saw the smiles open and free and really, really big and energetic. And then I saw the closeness of the people, the merging of the energies of these people, and the magnification of that energy when they gathered together and had their arms around each other. There was this free release of all of that. That is what martial arts really brings to a gathering like that. That closeness and that high-value energy and that ability to transmit it. And that's what brings people together, so that happens. And that's one of the great values. And therefore, people are going to talk about for a long time, and they're going to compare everything else to this event because this event is so massive and so successful.
Thank you, Tom. Means a
Roger
lot.
That.
And you know what? I'll share this with our listeners. People wait, and then it's too late. They need to tell their story, as like Uncle Jess Bowen talks about, but our theory behind the Sport Crowd Museum is very simple. We project the history one warrior at a time through these events. And next year, we're going to honor all the women, but we're going to focus on Karen Eden Herdman. So we encourage everybody, if you got a lady, if you're a history general, you're allowed to nominate some people where we can honor the girls next year. And Tom, I want to say thank you so much for what you do and what you've given to the museum on a day-to-day basis. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's the four. Now, it's called 4+1. Now, the one, that is my financial advisor. I call him Uncle Jim. I'm talking about Mr. James Moore. James, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, sir.
Uncle Jim, what a weekend. What a weekend. You got to meet some incredible people. You also are a correspondent for the Masters magazine and the article that was going to be written about the event. But I want to ask you before I let Wolverine or AJ ask you a question. What was the main thing, besides being nominated to the United States Hall of Fame, what was the main thing you felt at the event, you and your lovely wife?
Well, for me, the main thing is the camaraderie. And I had a chance to meet Karen, excuse me, and AJ, which was fantastic because they're amazing people. Unfortunately, I missed David. I tried to find him over dinner, but I guess he got there late and we just missed each other. But another time we'll get to connect. And, you know, just the camaraderie, everybody together, everybody having fun, everybody talking. Right at the very beginning of the event, my wife and I were down at the little store in the hotel getting some coffee, and there was a gentleman sitting in a chair with his gi on, reading a book, and he's by himself, and so we went over and just introduced ourselves, and he jumped up, and as Tom said, had a huge smile on his face, and first thing I said is, can we buy you a cup of coffee? And he goes, I would love that. And it was James DeBro was the name of the gentleman. And we just had a great time talking. And, of course, any chance to see Eric Lee, Eric and I go back probably 30 years now or something. And what a treasure of an individual. And always a blessing to see him perform a kata. I mean, he's great, probably arguably the greatest of all time.
He sang, too.
He did. And
yeah,
I think
really,
the other...
It was really good to see you, James.
The other part of the thing. Yeah, unfortunately, when AJ and I said hello, he got called up to the front of the ballroom there, so we didn't have a chance. But at least we got to shake hands, which is good. And also special for me to be part of Grandmaster Jerry Smith, my best friend, getting the Life Achievement Award that Uncle Gary had a lot to do with, but John Terry and the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame also presented to him. So that was very special to me, and to be able to take that back to him and share it with him was really special. I had a thought for next year, Gary, in that you want to really honor the ladies, the women, and Uncle Jerry used the bodyguard for Helen Reddy. And we actually, she's actually, unfortunately, she passed away here a short time ago, but we were also family friends with her. And Jerry and I got to go see her last performance in Las Vegas. It was her last performance, and that was very special. And so I think maybe the theme for the event next year should be I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
Good idea. Perfect idea. Let's make it happen, and we'll communicate. And I appreciate you coming out with your lovely wife and experiencing the legend. It means so much, Uncle Jim. And I know that we got a big future ahead with the articles you're writing and your advice of what I'm doing in the future. So God bless you, and thank you so much for coming. It really meant a lot. Really did. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the 4+1. Now, Dr. Lee is with his family tonight. He's not going to be able to talk about ZBR very much, but he was there in October weekend, and his crew was there, the inventors, the guys that make it happen on the internet. And we got to put on a lot of heads. And, you know, 8 days is one of my biggest guys that talk about it now. Say, AJ, did you have a good time putting on a headset?
I did. And then, I know, you know, Mona, she really had a good time with it. And Colonel Torres, he spent quite a bit of time on it. And, you know, Mona went out and bought the top-of-the-line headset. And then Dr. Lee programmed it for me. And so, you know, she's actually in the other room playing with it right now. And it's not only a great training aid, but it helps your reaction times and your fast twitch muscles. So, you know, you're really working a whole lot of different things there by using that headset. Not only kicking and punching, but...
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about virtual reality. This is where you're not looking at the program like on a screen. You're looking inside the program. You're actually 360 degrees inside the program that you've got on the headset. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, virtual reality is the future. Just like cell phones were introduced 20 years ago. And now everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody, AJ, Wolverine. But in 10 years, mark my words, everybody's going to have a headset. Now, Wolverine, where you at? Wolverine,
I'm right here,
you
sir.
Make
What's
me
your name? I'm right here, sir. What you need?
Have you ever put on a headset?
Yeah, I put on a headset.
What do you think about it?
I think it's awesome. I mean, it's definitely a great training tool, you know, and it's going to help people advance a lot, you know. And the good thing about it is you're not just moving your thumbs like in a video game. That's
right.
The good thing is you're not just moving your thumbs. You can actually, you know, do some stuff. I will advise that you probably need to make sure you're in an area that doesn't have a lot of furniture or other people walking by or something, so you don't, you know, give somebody a kick or kick your coffee table or, you know, something like that. But yeah, I think that, you know, it's going to be something that it's really advanced, because a lot of doctors are using that for surgeries and things of that nature.
Military,
you know, so
military.
Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely. It's definitely going to help supplement, you know, stuff, and it also helps you if you're down or under the weather, can't make it to the dojo or the dojang or your training area. You know, definitely help in that manner.
Right, you bet, buddy. Well, listen, next year we're going to do all the girls. So I know you got girls all around you. So you're going to bring some girls. They won't get to honor some girls. I will bring back my special guest. Barry, where you at? You there?
Absolutely.
I'm going to hit you with a couple of names. You got 2 minutes to talk about them. Here we go. First one, you ready?
I am ready.
Ray McCallum. The great Ray McCallum.
Oh.
Two minutes.
Okay, Raymond McCallum. Well, I don't think I need to be the one to express and set up his accolades. He's a multi-world champion and just an outstanding individual. I've known Raymond for many, many years. We rode motorcycles together. We've actually sparred a lot and got back in those back rooms and trained each other for events such as titles and stuff like that. Raymond at one time was a very different person than he is today. And today I love more of Raymond and in his leadership role and his instructor role than I did his combat role. Because when he was in his combat mode, you were bound to get in the ring and get some tagging done there. With Raymond.
He was a warrior, without a doubt.
He absolutely a warrior. And I'm going to tell you, you know, a long time ago, and I'm probably talking about in the 85 or something like that, he came over to one of my apartments, and I had these adopted Vietnamese kids over there, and he showed them what it was like to do martial arts. And every one of those kids today are still raving about that great man.
Cool. Okay, here we go. Another name. Billy Jack Jackson.
Oh my gosh! Well, let's just say that probably one of the most ruthless and deadliest fighters in the game, and yet can be the friendliest and nicest guys outside of the ring. You know, that's probably the best way to put it with him. Probably the nicest guy out of the ring, but the most deadly inside the ring. And he didn't fool around. If you tried to disrespect him in the ring in any way, let's say you tried to throw him or something, he would put you on your head.
That's Switch Hands. Maury Tobin.
Amazing hero.
That's Switch Hands. Maury Tobin.
Laurie Tobin. Wow. Laurie Tobin is brilliance, a true genius. And I've watched her move earth and shake the skies with her mind and her ability to open doors and close those bad doors. And she's a brilliant genius of a woman, a beautiful, kind, sweet, probably the sweetest and kindest person you'll ever meet. However, you never want to get on her bad side. And that's the lawyer.
She told me she's going to make a slot machine. I believe her.
Oh, if she says she's working on a slot machine, and I know she is, You know, like we're here at the casino right now.
For the Sport Karate Museum? Is that cool?
For the Sport Karate Museum, we're looking at doing this. And she's hard at it. I mean, we're practicing tonight on these other machines just to see how they work.
Cool. Well, listen, thank you for being on the show tonight, Barry. And please be safe and get through this hurricane that tore up your home and everything. But we're going to communicate throughout the year because we're going to honor Ms. Tobin next year and the women of martial arts. So thank you for being on the show.
Outstanding. Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to thank my little brothers, the Wolverine, D-File, AJ Perry, all the 4+1, Karen Slatcher, David Chambers, Professor Spellman, my Uncle Jerry Smith, and the one, James Moore. And we miss you tonight, Reggie, with that VR app. But we're going to talk about it. My producer, Jesse Bowen, and again, my co-host, Mr. Dean Piles, and Mr. AJ Perry, on behalf of Parts Unknown, I say it every week, I mean it from the heart, mahalo, and aloha.
Mahalo,
good night, everybody. Good night.
See you later,
Jerry.